Welcome to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast, a podcast for online digital creators, course developers, coaches, and ebook creators sharing tips and strategies for you to supersize your business, your results, and your life. You're with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. Complexity. That's what I want to talk about today. How come we always make things more complex than they really are? I have worked with so many customers, so many coaching clients, where they have got such a complex model in their head for starting their own business, they have defeated themselves before they have even began. So today, what I want to do is I want to work through a very simple system for either escaping your 9-to-5 without giving up the job, or, you know, running your existing business while you expand into creating your own digital products and into offering additional products and services. One that just lays the complexity to rest, because it really doesn't need to be that complex. And after all, complexity is your enemy. It's the thing that messes with your brain the most. It's the thing that messes with your creativity. It's the thing that creates doubt, lack of self-belief, procrastination. It's the thing that eats away at your brain and keeps you from actually taking action. Okay, so how do we overcome complexity? Well, it doesn't matter what type of business you want to run or start. It all comes down to a couple of really basic steps. Number one, you got to pick a market. And right here is where many people make it very complex, because they get confused over a market that they would really like to go after. They bury that deep in their brain, and instead they listen to someone else who's made it big in a given market, and they think, hey, I got to go after that one. Or somebody's telling them there's only three real markets out there, so I got to go after that market or one of those three. Right? Or they somehow get their brain twisted into thinking that there's only a small number of markets and that they have to force fit themselves into those markets, which is the number one biggest mistake. Because if you're not passionate or interested in a market, if it's not something where you want to work with that market and offer value and continually expand with them and enjoy being with them, then you're not going to go very far. Right? So the first thing is pick a niche market, and more importantly, niche demand, a demand for transformation, demand for information, a demand for help and advice that corresponds to an interest or a passion you have. Because when you do that, not only are you going to work 10 times harder, you're going to enjoy getting up in the morning, you're going to be more influential and more outgoing, no matter how much of an introvert you may be. For some of you, when you're doing something you love, you become much more extroverted, you become much more passionate about it, and it oozes out of you, and people are influenced by just your passion before you even told them what you have to offer them, right? So pick the right market and don't make it complicated. Just jump in. And the key part, and we teach this over at 30dayproductprofit.com, the key part of jumping into that market is making sure that you find demand. Right? So it's not enough just to generally jump into a market and then write general information or just produce general content, because you get lost in the crowd. What you want to do is spend less time trying to find the market. You probably already know what the market is today. It's something you've had experience with or you're passionate about. Look at your bookshelf. Look at the videos you watch. Look at your experience. Look at what you're learning about. Just monetize your learning. If you do nothing else, you want to learn something over the next 60 to 90 days, well, take your market with you on a journey. Most people are unwilling to do all the work. You found a passion, so you're willing to do it. Share that with people. Okay, but the key here is make sure that you find a demand. What questions do people want to have answered? What types of transformations do they want? Where are they today? Where do they want to be tomorrow? And what's getting in their way? What's stopping them? And why do they want it? What is the life change? What's the motivation behind it? Do they want to be more secure? Do they want to feel better about themselves? Do they want to look better to other people? Do they want to help somebody somebody important to them? What is the emotional reason that they want it? So if you pick the market, find that niche demand, Find the emotional trigger behind it. You're 50% of the way there. Okay, so that's how to simplify the whole complexity around choosing a market, choosing your business idea, and getting started right. So what's the next thing you have to do? Well, you have to build an audience. You have to build a following, right? You can't sell anything to anyone until you get them. You have some people that are warm to you, that are interested in what you're saying, are engaged with you. And ideally, you want that to be your target market, of course. So how do you do that? Well, you start to post interesting things. Things that are interesting, that are in line with the niche demand and the niche question that you've picked out in step one, right? So somebody wants to reduce their stress. They're in middle age. They're in a high-level corporate job. So you talk about things like meditation and yoga and the value of exercise and taking 10-minute walks and deep breathing exercises, et cetera. I'm just making this up on the fly, by the way. But these are kind of your solution systems. Well, what you want to do is start to generate a content campaign around that. So posting every day. And you got to figure out what type of content is best for you. I mean, are you better with video? Then post YouTube videos and Instagram videos. Are you better with, and reels, short form sort of viral videos. If you're better with written word, then post on Facebook and post on Medium and post articles and post on LinkedIn, right? Those are great places for written content. So figure out what your best modality is for communicating with your audience. And what you want to do is you want to have a content campaign that shares something of value, shares something of interest with that market that you know is interested in this topic. A new finding, a new experience you've had, someone else's experience you found fascinating, things like funny stories that have occurred while you're trying to learn this topic, experiences of others you may know. You can interview a person or two. That's great too, right? All of those things are great content. They will engage people and you will build a following. And what you want to do then is just set up a landing page, a simple landing page that sends people to a summary of your best tips, techniques, and strategies. That could be 3 to 5 tips that's written in a checklist. It could be a 10-minute video that you've really succinctly answered one or two questions of urgency to your customers. Right, give something away of value. It doesn't have to be rocket science. Just go ahead and put something down. You can always add to it. You can change to it. You can expand on it later. But get something there. Give them a reason to give you an email. They already see your content. They're going to like you. And, you know, around the bottom of your post, you can start to include this opt-in page so that you start to collect emails. Now you're building a list. Now you're 75% of the way. Not too complicated yet, is it? Right? Not a lot of complexity. Right now, you should be able to do this in the next couple of days. There should be very few questions you have. If you do, head over to hirertrustmarketing.com/blog and look up this episode. I think this is episode 55 we're on. Okay, and ask us a question. Don't be afraid to ask, right? But very straightforward. Don't create unnecessary complexity, right? It's your enemy. Okay, so what do you do once you got the email list? Well, you start emailing them. Wow, rocket science, right? What do you email them? Well, you email them, I like to email 3 to 5 times a week. You email them tips, techniques, stories are great. An offer. You email them an offer for someone else's product, an offer for your product, right? I like to start with someone else's product just because, so let's take the example of somebody wants to manage stress. I'll find a couple of stress management courses or products that I do review them, make sure they're of high enough quality. You don't want junk. But it doesn't need to be the best product in the world. What you're trying to do is test products that are out there for, you know, first of all, is this consumer list I'm building of, say, your first 100 people, are they willing to spend money to solve problems? And then you can start to see, you know, if you mix 2 or 3 different types of affiliate products, you know, go to ClickBank, go to Amazon, sell them a book, et cetera. This isn't all about, you know, you're not trying to make big money here. Nice to make some initial money. That's great. But what you're really trying to do is test your market and start to see what types of things they're actually spending money on. And the purpose of this is because you eventually want to create your own product. And creating your own product, I won't get into that today because people create a whole bunch of unnecessary complexity around that as well. It can be dead simple. The best products are dead simple. The best products I know of my own, and we've developed over 24 now, have come about in days, not weeks, not months, not years. Right? Days. And so once you can getting complexity out of your system and you can focus on simplicity and a clear path in front of you, I guarantee you things will speed up, your results will get better, and your products will be better, and your customers will like you more. So I hope that was useful. Head over to 30dayproductprofit.com. That's the place where you can get a fast start, templates, tools, systems, especially if you want to put your own product together. And we'll see you over there. Hope to see you soon. And we can help you continue to expand on this, but don't let complexity stand in your way. Get started today. This can happen within days. The sooner you get started, the sooner it will happen. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.